State Tennessee is tomorrow, 1 o'clock for the tip time. We'll have pregame starting at noon with Wyatt Thompson and company. The Wildcats step out of Big 12 play here, and we're going to hear more from Bruce Weber later on in the show about the SEC Big 12 Challenge. He is not the biggest fan, as are many of the coaches in that category as well, particularly because of the timing of this. For more on K-State and Tennessee, welcome in Mike Strange from the Knoxville News Sentinel here to the show, and appreciate the time, Mike, in joining me. I think at least here in Manhattan for K-State fans, this game got some intrigue added to it after watching what Tennessee did earlier this week to Kentucky, handing them their first SEC loss. Have the Volunteers come down from that high yet?
Well, they better. I don't know if they have or not, but they better. Or otherwise, they'll be in for a rude awakening when Kansas State gets here, because I know they're a good ball team.
Well, how would you characterize what the season's been like for Rick Barnes' squad so far? I mean, 11-9, 4-4 in the league, but they've beaten Kentucky. They played a ton of very highly ranked teams close in their non-conference schedule, but they've wound up here with a handful of losses. I guess, how do you sum everything up?
You can do it in one word: inconsistency, and the other word would be freshmen. They rely so heavily on freshmen. They start three freshmen, and on occasions have started four freshmen. And they just tend to be up and down, as you know. It's kind of a seesaw. You know, they'll have a big win and then go out and just fall on their faces. They tend to be real streaky from game to game and even within games. Kentucky was one of the best games they played from start to finish. And like I said, they've been very up and down, but actually three of their last four games, they've been real good. So I don't know if that means they've turned a corner or if that means that if you follow the odds, they're really likely to have a letdown against Kansas State.
I'm talking with Mike Strange from the Knoxville News Sentinel. I guess that's sort of my next question was going to be, I mean, are there signs that this is going to be something that sparks a run here? But if it is or if it isn't, I mean, how much did the program at this point under Rick Barnes need a win like that against Kentucky?
Well, you always, if you're anybody in the SEC, you always need a win against Kentucky. It just does wonders for you because it's in the SEC, it's pretty much Kentucky and then everybody else. So, yeah, but this program needed it, this particular Tennessee program needed that win because, like I said, they're young, they're struggling to you know, with confidence from week to week, game to game. So they played two really good games last week. They played a really good game beating Mississippi State handily and then came back 3 days later and played, in my opinion, their best 40 minutes of the season against Kentucky. So we'll see how those freshmen do maintaining handling prosperity when Kansas State gets there.
When things are rolling and things are going well for them and they are playing well, what is happening? What is Tennessee at its best?
Well, like anybody else, they're making shots. They have some games where they can be very streaky and they can score a bunch, and then they have other games where they just don't shoot well at all. Tennessee likes to play up-tempo. They like to push it, and they've got the athletes to do that, even though they're young athletes. When they play well, they don't have a bunch of turnovers. That's probably the thing. Is 3-point shooting is streaky, but if they can keep the turnovers down, they have a pretty good chance of hanging with anybody.
Mike Strange talking with me here on the game for the Knoxville News Sentinel. I know this program went through a ton, three coaches in 3 years. Has Rick Barnes provided really the stability that maybe some thought he would bring to this program?
Well, he's starting to. Of course, this is only his second year.
Sure.
He was a great hire from that guard in that regard. They after the Johnny Kendall fiasco, they needed respectability and they needed stability, and Rick coming in provided both of those. And so he's had one full recruiting class that's on the floor right now in terms of six freshmen. They're redshirting one. One is injured, got hurt in December, is out for the year. So four of those freshmen are playing big roles, though.
Well, I think I would know the answer to this, but I'll ask it anyway. I mean, I know the atmosphere was pretty raucous with Kentucky in town. I mean, outside of that, do you expect a whole lot as far as that is concerned with this K-State game on Saturday?
Well, I think the fact that the 2 p.m. start will in the coming off the success of Kentucky, I think that lends itself to that it should be a pretty good crowd and a pretty good atmosphere Saturday.
Okay, there we go. Mike Strange from the Knoxville News Sentinel with me here. Before I let you go, I do have to ask, because another thing I found added some intrigue and made this matchup a little more entertaining was the note in the game notes that got all the attention here recently about alternative facts. I was disappointed to see it's not there in the K-State game notes for this week, but was there much in the way of negative feedback from that in Knoxville?
No, as far as I could tell, everybody thought it was, you know, clever, and all the reaction I heard was positive.
Oh, okay. That actually surprises me a little bit deep in the heart of the South there. But, Mike, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the game tomorrow, and maybe we'll talk to you again down the road.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. There's Mike Strange from the Knoxville News Sentinel with me here on the game. That is a little bit of news that I can pass along, I suppose, today. I made sure and looked through every single little game note here in the Tennessee game notes, probably learning more about Tennessee basketball than I wanted to. But the alternative facts note that we talked about the other day that got up a bunch of headlines, no longer in there. So just a one-time deal for Kentucky. Hey, it got them a win, so I guess you can't complain too much if you're a Tennessee fan. We'll talk more about this matchup at 5:10. Hear some from Bruce Weber on who he thinks may be more motivated heading into this one. That's at 5:10. But coming up next, we'll get back into the injury situation. Dean Wade expected to be a game-time decision. If it's close, do you play him or hold him out for next week when you have two Big 12 games? We'll debate it coming up.